Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian-backed government forces in southwest Syria have resumed a two-week offensive following negotiations with rebel defenders over a government takeover broke down. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Russian warplanes targeted the town of Tafas, northwest of the provincial capital Daraa, and Saida to the east. In the recently recaptured town of eastern Garia, Ba'ath Party official Hassan al-Rafai predicted that in a matter of days, the Syrian army would retake all territory to the Jordanian border. Jordan, home to hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees, has been trying to negotiate an end to the fighting. It has created hundreds of thousands of new ones. Anders Petersen is the UN resident humanitarian coordinator in Jordan.
We have since 19 June more than 270,000 internally displaced people in this region. This is the largest displacement of people in the south since the beginning of the war. In total, we have more than 700,000 people that are in danger. So it's more than one-third of the population actually right now fleeing from hostilities.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State has acknowledged that a son of its leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed in Homs province while fighting Syrian and Russian forces. When he was killed is not made clear. Mali's constitutional court has approved 24 candidates to run in the country's July 29 presidential election, among them incumbent Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Campaigning expected to get underway Saturday. The election has been hampered by a two-week strike by organizers over working conditions. Elections have been repeatedly delayed because of an Islamist insurgency which began in 2012. This is VOA News. Two British citizens are in critical condition after being exposed to Novichok, a Russian-made nerve agent that hospitalized a former spy and his daughter in March. Sally Davies is chief medical officer in England.
Following events in March, we have a well-established response to this type of incident and clear processes to follow. Our priorities at this time are to care for the patients and to understand the circumstances surrounding how these two individuals became unwell, thus ensuring there is no further risk to the public's health from this incident.
The two are identified only as a 44-year-old woman and 45-year-old man. They were found unresponsive at their home in Amesbury near Salisbury, where Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were sickened. Both have since recovered. Paul Mills is Deputy Chief Constable for Wiltshire Police.
Our inquiries, supported by local partner agencies and the Counter-Terrorism Policing Network, are ongoing, and a full multi-agency response has been coordinated, which currently consists of 12 partner agencies.
It remains unclear how the couple came into contact with the nerve agent. In Poland, another dispute with the European Union, this time over a new law requiring the retirement of a third of the country's Supreme Court. The EU said the ruling Law and Justice Party is trying to exert its control over the judiciary. Hundreds protested outside the Supreme Court building in Warsaw, chanting Lech Wałęsa. The former Polish president and Nobel laureate, who was instrumental in ending communist rule in Poland and who is opposed to the new law. Poland's prime minister defended the law, saying each country has a right to shape its legal system according to its own traditions. The UN rights chief, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, has told the Human Rights Council that members of the Muslim Rohingya community continue to flee Myanmar, also known as Burma, to escape violence, persecution, and killings.
Thousands of Rohingya people continue to flee Rakhine State. As of mid-June, there have been 11,432 new arrivals in Bangladesh in 2018.
More than 700,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar since a crackdown commenced last August. Turkish election officials made it official Wednesday, incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan won last month's presidential election. He thus extends his 15-year rule with enhanced powers. The Guatemalan government raised the official death toll missing from last month's Fuego volcano eruption to 332, above nearly 200 who disappeared since eruptions began June 3rd. It was also confirmed 113 died when superheated flows scorched nearby villages. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.